I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This is the LCJ Q&A podcast. You can also read these interviews at animationscoop.com. One of the biggest family film franchises of the past 5 years is without question the Sonic the Hedgehog saga. And before we get the third movie in the franchise at the end of the year, we've got a 6-episode event treat for you all. It's Knuckles, premiering Friday, April 26th on Paramount Plus. Joining me, executive producer of the show, director of episode one, director of all three Sonic movies, and Academy Award nominee, Jeff Fowler. Jeff, welcome to the LCJ Q&A.
Thank you, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. That sounds really great when you put it like that.
I appreciate it. It is great. I've watched a few episodes of Knuckles. Big fan of the Sonic franchise. I've got my pal Knuckles here with me as well.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Can't keep grapes in that though, right? It's a little too small for the grapes.
That's true. It's a little small for that. You are right. Man, this franchise, I remember when I saw the second Sonic movie 2 years ago in theaters, it was an event for families. There were kids screaming and cheering at the end and the excitement for it all. How would you describe working on this 6-episode event, which is what it's being billed as, and it's true? How would you describe Knuckles as an event highlight in your life and career?
Oh, I mean, we just have such an amazing time making these films. And then when the opportunity came along to do a more sort of kind of a spinoff and focus on Knuckles, who we all loved when we introduced him in Sonic 2, I think we all just got incredibly excited because there's so many great characters in this world, and we've barely even scratched the surface. You know, as we move from film to film, we're always expanding the cast and bringing in more of these fan favorite characters. And we always love teasing, you know, where we're going at the end of the films. So to get to do a whole story around Knuckles, but also, I mean, honestly, I think we all look at it like it's a movie. I mean, it's my same crew for the most part that does the films. And so I'm so proud of where we ended up, the look of it, the quality. It has everything that the movies have. And I'm so excited for everybody to see it.
I completely agree with you about the quality of it. And the Paramount Pictures logo is with it. So yes, it absolutely gives you that feel. Now with the at-home experience on Paramount Plus, it's a road trip. There's action, there's chases, there's comedy, and there's a lot of bowling, which is very entertaining. How did you want to zero in on the storyline for Knuckles?
You know, once we kind of had the idea of pairing him up with Adam Pally, with his Wade character, and that these two kind of like, you know, these are two characters that are very different from Tom and Sonic. And even though they're going on a road trip, there's so many obvious sort of parallels, but it's like suddenly it's a totally different kind of tone and vibe, because they're kind of the like Wade is very much written off as, you know, he's not that smart, and then he's just kind of a goofy character, and Knuckles has been a fish out of water, and we've had a lot of fun with that humor as in Sonic 2 when he was just kind of getting his bearings on Earth and trying to navigate all of that. So it just felt like a really fun opportunity to sort of bring these two characters together. But also tell a great story about that has a lot of heart, really takes the audience on a really fun trip.
Lots of surprise appearances throughout, and Idris Elba, one of the most charismatic actors in Hollywood. He did such a great job with the SAG Awards earlier this year and through this voice performance. After doing Sonic 2, collaborating with him on this, in getting the voice performance to be just right to please the fans, what is that process like?
The best part about working with Idris, and there are many great parts, he's incredible, and he brings so much talent and so much passion to create the performance. But we'd kind of like, you know, we had worked it out on the film. Suddenly we kind of knew how Knuckles sounded. We knew the tone and what, how the humor worked. And so and he just understands it just perfectly. And he can come in to a session and just give us so much great stuff that then we can go off and work with an animation. But no, it's so nice with these films as we get to make more of them. It's like just getting to work with old friends, and everybody just knows the deal and has a lot of fun and can really kind of just relax. And I think it was so nice to bring Idris back and to get to again make Knuckles. Not that he wasn't he certainly had lots of focus in Sonic 2, but now this whole thing is really built around him, which I think Idris just had a great time with, and I think it really shows.
I'm glad he enjoyed it. I'm glad you enjoyed working with him again. And what I've loved, one of the main things that I've loved about the Sonic franchise is the animation, the look of these characters in CG. They're bold and they're fun. And there's a scene in the first episode where Knuckles is in an attic. And I just found it interesting to watch Knuckles and the lighting. How do you sort of look at the lighting when it comes to these CG characters in the real world and in a setting like an attic?
Well, it's just what's the story? What's the emotion of the scene? What's the character going through? How does the lighting, how does the color, how does that reinforce that? I mean, those are all the kind of decisions that sort of go into it. And it's just so much of the world and the sets and the stages that we build, like we really try to be very purposeful about the art direction and the design and just really reinforce whatever the emotion or the story beat that we're trying to tell.
Jeff Fowler is here with me on the LCJ Q&A podcast. Watch Knuckles Friday, April 26th on Paramount Plus. Christopher Lloyd is an icon, and he's got a voice role here. He just had a great single scene in Self-Reliance, and he's still going at 85. Wow, he sounds great. How was it collaborating with Christopher Lloyd, a cinematic icon who's done a lot of voice work over the years?
Oh, just fantastic. I mean, that just building out. And so Patrick Mack, who he plays, was a new character and it wasn't really necessarily an established voice or even how he should sound. So when we kind of landed on the idea of reaching out to Christopher Lloyd, you know, Doc Brown himself, I mean, it was just, it's just incredible. And then you're recording with him and you just can't help but get goosebumps. I mean, he's an icon. I mean, I just have those kind of moments where I just cannot believe what we're getting to do and who we're getting to work with. And as we just, again, continue to sort of build out this little Sonic universe in our sort of movie world, it's just, it's awesome to get to bring people in like him and invite them to be a part of it. And he did an amazing job and he's perfect.
Speaking of iconic, this is in the trailer, so this is not really a spoiler, but you get to bring back ESPN 8, The Ocho, which of course was made famous 20 years ago in Dodgeball. How did you make that happen?
Toby Asher gets all the credit on that one. I mean, I was very excited when he kind of pitched the idea of, because, you know, we needed some sort of sports casters. We knew that would be a fun opportunity to add a layer of humor as they're kind of describing the play-by-play. And so Toby just he kind of pitched this idea of bringing back the Ocho and he worked really hard. It's one of those things, you got to make a lot of phone calls, you got to get a lot of people to clear it and say it's okay to do. And he really went after it and made it happen. I'm glad he did, because it adds so much humor to that bowling championship. It just works great.
Yeah, it's going to put smiles on a lot of people's faces as they watch ESPN 8, The Ocho unfold. I got to ask you, have you ever been in like a crazy dodgeball game or an awesome bowling game in your life? Something that stands out?
If I say no, does that just make me a less interesting person? I'm kind of worried. I'm torn between just making something up or just being honest. I mean, I do love to bowl. I'm not terribly good at it, but when we realized that we were going to be building a lot of the show around bowling, it was exciting, the idea of getting to kind of like work on in a bowling alley and maybe get to roll some balls from time to time. That didn't really actually happen because the schedule did not really permit for too much. If we were there, we were filming, so it wasn't. Unfortunately, my dreams were shattered. But bowling is it's a lot of fun, and I'm excited for people to kind of see it as a story element in this show.
Yeah, it's a wonderful bonding experience for families, as will be the experience of watching Knuckles on Paramount Plus. Tim Miller was here on the LCJ Q&A podcast about 2 years ago for Love, Death, and Robots, and he spoke highly of you about working together all the way going back to Go for Broke from 20 years ago, being at the Academy Awards.
Tim and I go way back. I worked with him for 15 years, and he gave me my start in the industry and was just a wonderful mentor. I loved working for his company. I loved working with him. I mean, he's continued to be involved. I mean, he's an executive producer on the Sonic films and just a great resource, a great person to just show what we're working on with and get really great feedback. And he's always honest about stuff. And no, he was just a very instrumental part of the Sonic franchise back in the early days and really kind of helping us crack some of the early story outlines and really just helping us kind of find our way when we were first getting started. So he's awesome.
So famously, about this time 2 years ago on the Sonic the Hedgehog 2 press tour, Jim Carrey said, "I think I'm retiring, but he's back for Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Were you the one that convinced Jim Carrey to come out of retirement and come back for Sonic the Hedgehog 3?
I'll happily take complete credit for that. I mean, I just couldn't be happier. I mean, we had some really exciting ideas about this third film, which the minute that I had them, I turned around and kind of pitched to him, and I could see that he was excited by it and intrigued. And so there was the door was open a crack just enough to kind of get my foot in and just keep talking. And I was finishing Sonic 2 at the time. And of course, Paramount and Sega were very interested in like, oh, if we were to continue to make more films, like where would you want to go? So we had some very early conversations, and then once I looped Jim in on it and started sending some artwork, because that's something I always love to do on these films very early, is whenever we have any version of an outline or even just something, it's fun to start the visual development, and I think that's what really gives people a great early look at what these things could be. And we had some really fantastic artwork on all the films. But Sonic 3, it really, it's a big movie and it's ambitious. And I think fans are going to absolutely love it. So fortunately, Jim was into it and excited and was willing to come back.
Love it. Awesome. We all can't wait for Sonic 3. We've got Knuckles in the meantime. The beginning of Knuckles, he struggles with downtime. And I wonder for you now that this show is coming out, but you've got Sonic 3 in December, do you give yourself any downtime, or is it just go, go, go to that December release date?
Oh, it'll be go, go, go. But when you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. I mean, really, these films have been such an amazing experience. I mean, I started as an animator. I started in visual effects. It's when I got hired at Tim's company as a character animator. So I love that world. I love working with visual effects artists and animators, and but I also have really fallen in love with the sort of live action side of things and all that, and getting to work with actors like Jim Carrey, of course. So it's just the best of both worlds to get to work on these Sonic films. So I've been very fortunate, and been having a great time.
I think Knuckles is going to be a big hit, as will be Sonic the Hedgehog 3 this holiday season. Watch Knuckles, the 6-episode event. They all drop Friday, April 26th on Paramount Plus. Jeff Fowler, congratulations on this saga, and thank you so much for being here today on the LCJ Q&A podcast.
Thanks, Jackson. I really appreciate you having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. For all these episodes, go to Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, lights-camera-jackson.com, and read these interviews at animationscoop.com. Thanks for listening to the LCJ Q&A.